Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear children, the story we covered last time was titled Respecting Elders, and it was about Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi and how he showed kindness to a relative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by losing in a wrestling match. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in Hazrat Junayd's dream and told him that how congratulated he was because of what he did. And as a result, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him in his dream, that, Ya Allah, you give respect throughout the world to Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Today's story is titled, I Am Not Bad. The entire neighborhood was fed up with the mischief of Ashraf Urf Koki. When he was not seen ringing people's doorbells and running away, he would be frightening other children with rubber reptiles. At school, no one was safe from his mischief. One day, when one of his classmates scolded him for something, Koki made his mind up to take revenge. During the break, he went up to the boy and said in an apologizing way, "Dear brother, I was wrong. You are elder than me, larger in size, and you have mashallah good health. Please forgive me and take out from your heart any ill feelings you have for me." The tall boy and the others were very surprised to see this change in Koki, because he had never learned how to seek forgiveness. There were, of course, those boys in the class who knew that there was something behind Koki's behavior, because he was always a troublemaker. These boys were right, because from that day onwards, everyone started to call the tall boy a camel. Koki did not hit anyone and did nothing else besides a small action. When he asked the boy for forgiveness and was hugging him, he stuck a piece of paper on the boy's back which read, "I am a camel." Wherever the tall boy went, the others would look at him and laugh. Some passed comments, while others even made the sound of a camel as he passed by. All of a sudden, he felt as if everyone was against him and he did not know why. "Why is everyone looking at me and laughing?" he thought. When he asked his friends what was happening, one of them removed the note that was taped to his back and handed it to him. "This must be the work of that shaitan," the boy said. "I'm going to report him to the teacher." The others agreed that he should. Khalid was new in the school and did not know Koki's behavior. When he called for Koki to question him, Koki pretended to know nothing and made himself look innocent. "Sir," he said softly, "Amjad, the tall boy, is mistaken. I never did call him a camel." The teacher then let him off with a mild warning and that he should never do anything that will hurt someone else. "Yes, sir," Koki said as he returned to his seat. The next day, Koki put a small frog in Amjad's desk drawer. Amjad opened his drawer to put his books inside. The frog leapt out and he gave a loud scream. As he jumped back, Amjad fell off the floor and the frog fell on his head. It then hopped off to a safe place as Amjad sat there screaming. Half the class laughed while the other half stared at Koki, who seemed to be busy reading to worry about the incident. Amjad again took his complaint to Sir Khalid, saying that he was sure it was Koki who put the frog there. When Sir Khalid called Koki, he again acted like he knew nothing and said, "Sir, I don't know why Amjad only sees me whenever there is any trouble." Because no one saw Koki put the frog in the drawer, he was saved from punishment. Apart from his regular mischief, Koki also had the habit of passing comments. Whenever Sir Khalid was teaching, Koki was always passing some comment which made the class laugh. For example, when marking the attendance register, Sir Khalid once asked why Waqar was not present. It was Koki's voice that said, "He has indigestion because he ate too much at a function yesterday." When Sir Khalid asked Waqar the next day, he said that he had to accompany his father on a business trip. Sir Khalid once scolded a weak student in the class, asking him whether he had any interest in learning. It was Koki again who passed the comment saying, "Sir, it is because his head is filled with sawdust." Although Koki kept quiet when Sir Khalid scolded him, it was not long afterwards that he again started to pass comments. One day when Koki was again passing some comment, Sir Khalid said, "Koki, it seems to me that you are the bad boy in the class." Koki was stunned to be told that he was bad because no one had ever said that to him before. Sir Khalid continued, "Although I usually address every student with some respect, I cannot do the same for bad boys, and you definitely are a bad boy. You hurt people and have no respect for teachers." Sir Khalid was very angry as he then walked off to the staff room. For a while, Koki was stunned. "I cannot do the same for bad boys, and you are definitely a bad boy." Those words of the teacher struck Koki's heart and echoed in his ears. Tears then started to flow from his eyes. A short while later, he stopped sobbing before Sir Khalid in the staff room. "Please forgive me, sir," he said. "I am not a bad boy. I am not a bad boy." Koki repeated these words over and over, and because his tone sounded so truthful, Sir Khalid forgave him. Thereafter, he stopped troubling everyone. Lesson: we must never poke fun at trouble or disrespect our teachers or classrooms. This will cause us to learn less, will cause us embarrassment and give us a bad name. Because Koki was so used to troubling others and speaking out of turn, he started doing it even during lessons. Just imagine how disrespectful it is to talk while the teacher is busy explaining something. This has to lead to embarrassment at the end of the day. After Koki asked his teacher to forgive him, he stopped troubling others as well, because he realized that his behavior would lead him being included in the list of bad people. Which of you children will now make the intention to be included in the list of good people and show by his deeds that he really is good? He will never have to say anyone. He will then never have to say to anyone, "I am not a bad boy." Now is also the time for us to go and ask for forgiveness from all those whose hearts we may have hurt. It's very, very important that we try to make sure that not only are we good, but we don't trouble other people. We don't say things or be a reason for somebody else getting into trouble because of the way we've behaved. So it's important that we stay good and we help others stay good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding and ability to act upon what has been heard and said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good children for our parents, for our teachers, for the community, for the ummah as a whole. And when we grow up, we also become good people for the community as a whole, for the ummah as a whole. Ameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.